This is the first of 4 weeks where we listen to almost a whole chapter from John's Gospel until the fourth week when we listen to the Gospel of the Passion of Matthew. And so in a way, it's getting us started for some lengthy standing. And I love that we take these 3 weeks, the third, fourth, and fifth week of Lent, when it's year A, and we focus on John's Gospel. And there's a particular reason for that, partly because we're helping to prepare our elect for the sacrament of baptism. So 3 weeks ago, you might remember, those in our RCIA-OCIA program who are seeking baptism, they were sent to the Church of the Magdalene to meet the bishop. And the bishop gave his blessing for them to receive the Easter sacraments. And these 3 weeks, to this week, next week, and the following, the elect, as they're now called, this is an examination of conscience for them for these next 3 weeks as they bring to the font all the sins that they've committed in their whole life. And at the font, all those sins are wiped away and all the punishment due those sins. And so today, the first reflection we have is a powerful reflection. And the psalm, in a certain way, summarizes both what we heard in the Old Testament and in the New. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. When we listen to the Old Testament reading, this is in the midst of the Exodus from Egypt. And in a certain way, the two people that we hear, the group of people being the Israelites, and then the woman at the well, I think in a way they encapsulate the human condition. Because there's no middle road when it comes to the Lord. You either choose him or you don't. And of course, he first has to choose you. And so with the Jews, he chose them. And these people got to see all of the plagues afflict the Egyptians and not touch them. Not one thing of theirs was destroyed. Not one son of theirs died. And at the end of those 10 plagues, the Egyptians were literally throwing at them their gold and their silver and everything they needed to start a new life. And away they went. And they crossed the Red Sea on dry land. They saw miracle after miracle after miracle. And when they're in the desert after they've crossed the Red Sea, instead of having a heart filled with gratitude for what the Lord had done in their midst, we heard what they did. They complained so much that Moses was afraid for his own life. If today you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. And yet the whole story of the Exodus is the Lord trying to break through the hearts of the Israelites. And them come time and time again coming back with a hard heart to what God is saying to them. And that's a real temptation, not just for the Jews of thousands of years ago, but it's a temptation for all the followers of the Lord. We sometimes forget that we follow a crucified Savior. And so when the cross comes our way, we don't necessarily embrace it. And our particular model for how to deal with this is, of course, Jesus Christ, who in the garden said to his Father, "If it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done." If we don't have that attitude, we can be just like the Jews in the desert, with a hard heart, a questioning heart, a heart that isn't open to hearing the voice of the Lord. And then in the gospel, we have a totally different approach. Of course, we're dealing with New Testament times and the presence of the Lord himself. And you have this woman who by rights should want nothing to do with Jesus Christ. She mentions it. "Why are you asking me for water?" Because the Samaritans, they had mingled with the pagans of the north, and they were kind of Jews, but not really. And so the Judahites and the Benjaminites, they would have nothing to do with the Samaritans. And then on top of that, this woman is a known sinner. She's an outcast to her people, which is why she's at the well at noon. But she literally heard the voice of the Lord, and her station in life would have seemed that her response would have been a hard heart, but it wasn't. And as they go through this conversation between her and the Lord, she's on one level and he's on another one. And he slowly brings her up. And she responds. And then he does the most remarkable thing. He tells her who he is. He has not told Peter and James and John or the other apostles. He's not said this to anyone else at this point. But after she says, the Christ will come and he'll know everything. And the Lord says, I am he speaking with you. Ego eimi. And then the Lord probes deeper. Go call your husband. And this is where you would think the bitterness and the anger of her position would totally harden her heart. And she says, I have no husband. And he said, you're right. You've had five, and the man you live with now is not your husband. And I would think if the Lord called me out like that, my face would turn 1,000 shades of red. But what is her response? It's not a hard heart. It's an open heart. And that open heart, at that moment, she begins to live in a freedom she's never had before. And she's so overcome with who she's met that she goes into town, and in total humility, she does not say, come out and see the Christ, because she thinks she has no right to tell anybody about religion because of the way she's lived. And so what does she say? She tells them, he told me everything I've ever done. And then she asks them the question, could he be the Christ? She heard the voice of the Lord. Her heart was not hardened. And instead of a hard heart, she had an open heart. And she invited the Lord in. And he gave her his grace. And he gave her freedom. And at the very end of the gospel, St. John tells us that all the people came out and they said, we no longer have to believe because of what you said. We believe because we've heard him speak. And truly, he is the Savior of the world. We're in the midst of the middle of Lent. And it's a good time for us to take stock of where our heart is. All of the penances, all of the prayers that we're doing, they are the means, but the end is Christ. The means are important, but the end is more important. And St. Paul says in the letter to the Corinthians, if I have all sorts of gifts, if I have all this, but I don't have charity, I don't have anything. And today is a good time for us to ask the Lord to help us see, do we have a hard heart in any aspect of our lives? And if we do, then we get down on our knees and say, Lord, soften my heart. Help me to open that door so that you can come in. Because he won't bust in, he'll only knock. And then we can ask the intercession of the woman at the well. She had an open heart to hear the voice of the Lord and to live in a freedom she never thought she'd have, a freedom from her sinful lifestyle. She got the power to turn away from sin and to live in the freedom of the children of God. She got to experience exactly what St. Paul wrote about in the second reading when he said, "The Lord died for sinners." How completely unexpected that is. Maybe for some good people, but he died for sinners. which was her, which is you, which is me. And so let's make a good resolution as we finish out Lent to have a heart that can hear the voice of the Lord and open the door and live in the freedom of the children of God.